This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Believe it or not, again, it's one of those things that's pretty amazing that we have a lot of different things to talk about right now overall. And although it's funny because, you know, I got a text from somebody, a tweet from somebody, and you gotta check this out. This is hilarious. Is the only way I can look at it. Look, I appreciate kind words and I appreciate support. You know what I mean? And I have no problem with that. It's actually very cool. But here's Omar, right? And it's Airborne 831. Here's his tweet to me this morning. Love Big O Show. Favorite radio show. But too much coronavirus. Was hoping for some sports entertainment. So I tweet back to this guy that I did 3 hours yesterday. 90 minutes of it was sports. I mean, 90% of it was sports. I mean, we are in a pandemic. So coronavirus has got to be mentioned. We're going to talk about it. We'll talk about it today. We'll talk about a couple of stories about it. In fact, I was going to open with a little bit of it. But it's like, look, if you're really not listening to somebody, don't give them a compliment. If you just heard like 2 minutes of something and you heard me talk about corona for a moment, then all of a sudden you think the whole show is corona. It's asinine. You know what I mean? For the guy to assume that I was all corona yesterday, I mean, I did a really hard job yesterday of a really tough job of actually making it as much a sports show as possible in these times. And I think we did it yesterday. I think we did a damn good job of it. But it's so weird how you get that right from the get-go. You know, some guy, whoa, too much corona talk. Well, first of all, we're going to talk corona because we are in a pandemic. But, man, I think our show brings up more sports than any show locally, period. I don't even think it's close, to be honest with you. So weird. I tell you, some people are just absolute odd birds. Anyway, we got a couple guests for you today. Manny Navarro will stop by at 1 o'clock. My buddy Mike Kliss from 9 News in Denver is going to stop by. Interesting story he's covering. So we'll get to that. And in a way, I can spin that story for the Dolphins, too. And I definitely will. We'll talk a little bit about it, how I can compare it to the Dolphins. By the way, and for the Omar guy that follows us, you might as well tune off now if you happen to be on YouTube. Did you see the Tampa pastor that they arrested yesterday because over the weekend he had over 500 people at his church?
You told me about that yesterday after the show.
It was after the show, yeah.
What did I say?
Goody for his ass.
No, well, what was the reason why he had the church open?
Oh, what do you mean?
Collection plate.
Yeah.
Collection plate. Want some money.
Yeah. But it's amazing to me that people would do something like that. And then another guy came on, another pastor, and said, well, you know, it's about loving and protecting your people. That's not what he was doing. He was actually putting his people at risk, which is what they did. It's ridiculous. Do you see now the Chinese Basketball League? They now have suspended their league indefinitely because the morons came back, and then obviously it started spreading again. We can't get back to normal life until we abolish this thing. Because if not, it's going to linger and it's going to bring us all down. I mean, it is what it is. Yesterday was our worst day. Over 500 deaths. 17% of our death total happened yesterday.
Right. look, it's a situation where one of these things has to occur. Either everybody gets it and has the antibody in them, okay, or we have a cure or a vaccine. One of those three things.
For everybody to get it, that means a bunch of people are going to die in the process.
But you understand my point.
I know what you're saying.
It's one of these three things for us to be totally safe has to happen. Obviously, everybody getting it, yes, that we can't have happen because of the number of people that will pass. So it's a vaccine or a cure.
Clearly, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is a moron, okay? I mean, clearly that pastor is a freaking idiot. That he would go against all of this and bring in. How about the 500 morons, too, that followed him? I mean, some of you out there, you're just sheep, bro. You just repeat what other people say. You don't think for yourselves. And you just 500 idiots. It's really amazing. They should arrest the 500 idiots too, by the way. Not just the moron that runs the church, but they should also arrest the 500 idiots for showing up.
Unfortunately, you can't arrest people in this country for stupidity, oh.
I know, but they should. They should. Just for the hell of it. Just to send a message. Like, stop it already. Wow. I mean, it really is amazing to me.